Okay, here we go. Five ideas for Zos Chanukah, Gemar Chesim Tovah for us and for all Chai Yisrael. Chusuf for Shalema. Yosef Ben Pero was hurt in Muncie last night. She besorges Tovahs from Muncie and from all throughout Chai Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael and the world at large. Be'ez Hashem besorges Tovahs. Five ideas for Zos Chanukah. The first idea comes to us from the Rishon Rebbe. It's brought down in the Irin Kaddishim. And it's said in the Rishon Rebbe's name that what great Tzaddikim can do on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Yochel Yehudi Pashut Lifol Me Hashem Yisbarach B'Zoyz Chanukah. A regular Jew, a simple Jew, can do what Tzaddikim do and daven and yearn for and transform into on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. A simple Jew could do on Zoyz Chanukah, because we know at the end of the day Zoyz Chanukah is the Gemar Chasima from all the Yomim Norm. All the Svarim say that Zoyz Chanukah is this Chasima. And to explain this vision, our Rebbe, let's go to a Torah from the Trisker Magen and the Sefer Magen of Ram. We know that we read on Chanukah, we read about all the Nisim in the eighth Nasi. In the eighth day, we read about the Nasi of Menashe, Gamliel, from the tribe of Menashe, Gamliel ben Pedatzur. Says the Trisker Magid, Yom HaShemini, what is the Yom HaShemini who talk about? It talks about the B'nai Menashe, Gamliel ben Pedatzur. It talks about those Jews who are their Menashe, like we just read in Parshas Mikitch, Ki Nashani, they feel divorced, they feel taken away. What is the pasuk says the Trisker Magid? L'bnei Menashe, that you also have Menashe. What's Menashe Osios? You also have a neshama. That you're also Gamliel. That every single one has Chodesh Baruch Hu in them. That everyone has the potential to return to their bonus shalom. So on this eighth day, Bayom HaShemini, L'bnei Menashe, Gamliel, Ben Pedatzur, you still have the ability to be able to connect to their bonus shalom and come back to Chodesh Baruch Hu. Because even if you're Ben Menashe, if you're divorced, you still have a neshama, and you still have Gam Liel, you still have God within you. And that's exactly what maybe what the Rishon said, that the simple Jews have the koyach of tzaddikah, mamash, Rosh Yom Kippur, because that's exactly what the eighth day is all about. And if you might just add on to that, before we go into the third idea, that's what the Maharal says. Maharal says when it comes to the number eight, eight is the malam neteva, eight is above this world, eight is above nature, right? 7 days of the week, 7 weeks of nida, 7 days of nida, seven this, seven that. Seven is the world of nature. But when it comes to eight, eight is supernatural. Eight is supernatural. Eight is something that shouldn't be. And that's the whole Torah of the simple Jew, what a simple Jew is able to accomplish on Zos Chanukah and exactly to Trisker Magid. But Yom HaShemini, B'nai Menashe, Gam Liel, they also have the ability to connect and to transform and to connect to their Pintel Yid within them. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from the Sfasemes and Tuf Reish Mem. And he quotes the Chiddush Harim, his grandfather quotes the Mishnah in Bikurim, Perek Ach, Mishnah Vav. The Chazal say that Mechag v'ad Chanukah mevi ve'enu kore. And from Sukkot until Chanukah, you'd be able to bring Bikurim, but you don't read the Torah reading. So he says there's a connection, says the Sfas Emes, of the 8 days of Sukkot to the 8 days of Chanukah. He says, what is the eighth day of Sukkot? We know the eighth day is Shmini Atzeres, which we know Rashi brings down about Midrash Chavtes Lamed Vav. The Gemara in Sukkot Nunhem Nunhei Yom Beis Kosh Shalei Perdaschem Achli Yom Echad. Chodesh Baruch Hu says, with great love, it's hard for me for you to leave Yerushalayim. Stay with me one more day. Says the Sfas Emes, what Shmini Atzeres is for Sukkot, Zois Chanukah is for Chanukah. That Shmini Atzeres is that one last meal to show Kadosh Baruch Hu's love for Klal Yisrael. And that's exactly what the Yom HaAchron of Chanukah is. It's the Kasha Parei Dai Alaskam. It's Kadosh Baruch Hu saying, don't leave me. And he says, the Sfas Emes, the things that we do on Zos Chanukah is mayor for the entire year. K'mon kim Zos Chanukah v'adei yishehu Yom HaAchron Kasha Aleinu Pridas HaYom Tovim Achin Masher Yoster HaOre LaKol HaShanu Misore Bo Neres HaMenorah. He says that you have eight full nights of the menorah, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I want this to absorb and to marinate the entire year. It should flow into the entire year. What Shemini Atzeres is for Sukkot, Zos Chanukah is for Chanukah. The end of the day, to show that love, that commitment, that emotion, that romance between the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Again, it's like going back to that Maharal words, the Malam in the Teva, that love, that super and eternal connection between us and the Ribono Shel Olam. That's what Zos Chanukah is. A beautiful idea from the Chiddush Harim explained by the Sfas Emes. Moving on to idea number four. Number four is similar to the Sfas Emes, but the Shemi Shmuel writes in his own way, and he says that the eighth day has the Kedusha of all the 7 days before. And says that the Shemi Shmuel in the year Tafresh Ayin Zayin, and he quotes the Ramban, and he says the same thing about Shemini Atzeres and Sukkot. He says that the eighth day has the kedusha of all the 7 days before. And as the kedusha of all 7 days before, so it says that at the end of the day, says the Shem Yishmael, it has kedusha of the all 7 days before. It has the kedusha of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David. It's the malam in the tava. Is exactly what Shmini Atzeres is to Sukkis. So it's Chanukah, it's to Chanukah. It's above this world, it's above nature. It's the Gemar Chasima. What the Gemar Chasima of Shmini Atzeres we know is for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Now it's the ultimate Chasima of Chanukah. That at the end of the day, it's the way to be able to go into the rest of the year. You have to go through the 7 days of Chanukah, but then you have the eighth day, which transforms all the 7 days before and puts it all into one day. Beautiful idea from the Shem Yishmael and the Suda of Zoyz Chanukah, Tavre Shain Zayin. Finally, the fifth idea, such a gorgeous idea from Rav Shor in his Sefer on Lekach Va'aliva on Chanukah, page 149. And he says, we say Ba'ava Rabba, we say V'sem Libino Bina, we know that these days we call it in Ma'asor the Yemei Bina, Yemei Shemanu Kavu Shir Naman. What's Bina? It's this understanding within understanding. So at the end of the day, if they're called Menei Bina, look at all the verbs by Avaraba. Lahavin, Ulahaskil, Lishma, Lilmod, that's four. The Lilmod, Lishma, Velasos, Ulakayim, that's another four. So he says he matches up and he says Ulakayim. Ulakayim is the eighth one. What's Lakayim? How does that connect to Zoyz Chanukah? Because at the end of the day, Zoyz Chanukah is not just a thing at the end of the day. We just let go. Zoyz Chanukah, we want everything to be Mekayim. Everything that we worked on Chanukah for the past 7 days, everything we worked on for the past month of getting ready for Chanukah, we want it to be have a Kiyam Nenitzchus, L'chumash Konu, Sheisher Achakach, that should last with us, that we should take the Kedusha and the inspiration with us. And that's what we're going to say Avraba tomorrow morning. We don't just say these words carefully, we say words of Sam Limina, Bina. Bina is referring to Chanukah. The Havan Lhaska, the Shmo Almo, Lilmo, those are the first 4 days. The Limo, Lishmar of the Sas, Ulikayim. Ulikayim means that it has an everlasting connection to the Rabbanu Shalom that should stay with us. That's why there's no Havdalah by Chanukah and Purim. Because Chanukah and Purim, there's no Havdalah. You take the Kedusha, they take the Or of the Yontif with us. And that's why Rav Shor says that there should be a Kiyam there. Beautiful, beautiful idea from Rav Shor. Let's just review these five ideas. He said the first two ideas are very much connected. The original Rebbe said what a tzaddik could do, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, a simple Jew could do when it comes to Zoyz Chanukah. And it said it brought down the original Rebbe's name. And the Trishka Maga, maybe we want to say exactly, because that's what the whole Indian is, what we read on the eighth day. B'yom Hashmini lebnei Menashe, Gamliel ben Peratzor, B'yom Shmini lebnei Menashe, those Menashe Jews, maybe they feel like they're divorced, they're pushed away, they still have Menashe, still have the Osios Neshama, Gam Liel, they still have God within them, they still be able to come back to their Bona Shom, and every Jew is uplifted, even on Zoyz Chanukah. The third and fourth idea were very much connected as well. Zasemes and Yer Tav Reish Mem. He quoted the Chidush Haran, the Mishnah Bikurim, says maybe Amichag ve'ad Chanukah, maybe the Enukor, they could bring the Bikurim, but they can't say that they can't read, and that they can't read the Bikurim reading in the Torah. But then the Sasama says that exactly what Shmini Atzeres is to Sukkis, so it's Chanukah is to Chanukah. The Chazal said the Kashalai Perdaschem Achadosh Baruch Hu says I don't want you to leave so fast. Have one more suda with me that shows that the tremendous love between us and the Rabbanu Shom. And that's exactly what the Sfasemes says. That's what Zoyz Chanukah is. It's that one last meal. It's the one last day that we go into the Gullus. We're going to the rest of the year. But really, we could say Chanukah is really going into Gullus. It's the last nace that we have between us and the Rabbanu Shom. Then the Achadosh Baruch Hu says, hold on to me one more time for one more minute. And that's what the Shem Yishmael says in Yer Tafra Shayin Zayin. At the end of the day, that the eighth day is kolal all the 7 days before, because he can't have eight without having 7 days before. You can't get to eight lamalim in the teva until you go through teva, until you go through the candle of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David. Once you get to seven, eight, and eight, you have all the 7 days within the eight. And finally, the fifth and final idea from Rav Shor. Rav Shor writes, when we say in Avraham, Rabba, the same milimina bina, we know these days are called b'nei bina. Yemei Shemona Kavu. What's bina? That the days of understanding. Havan al-Haskel, Lishma, Limo, those are the first 4 days, each one connected. The first 4 days, the Limo, Lishma, Malas, was Lakayim, to learn and to guard and to do and to upkeep. He says, Zoyz Chanukah uz Lakayim. It's a Shevikiyim. The Chanukah should not just leave us, but it should become part of us. That everything that we are inspired in Chanukah shouldn't just be something that we just did, but it should be part of us and part in who we are. We should be Zochav Ezra Hashem to take these teachings from all of Chanukah, to take the Torah, to take the light, to take the Kedusha, to take the Panemius, Mamish now, the Or of Yontif, the Or of Chanukah, into the rest of the year, but especially to connect to the Kedusha of Zoyz Chanukah. As Rosh Hashanah writes in another page, that Zoyz Chanukah times two 8 times 2, I believe, excuse me, Zos times 2 is 8 Ratzon. Because he calls Zos the Zos of Torah, the Zos of Tefillah. To be able to make sure on Zos Chanuk, we make sure we're davening. And because he says Zos is Torah, Zos is Tefillah, and Zos times 2 is 8 Ratzon. You should be Zochab Ez Hashem, connect the Kedusha of Zos Chanuk, to have a good Gevench Jur, a Chsiv Chsim Tova, and Ez Hashem, a year filled with Bracha, safety, Kedusha, Tahara, of growth, and Siyat Hashemai, and ultimately the ultimate Kulub Ez Hashem. And you shall meet with Mashiach Zakinim, Hein Rabbeinu, Amen, Amen, Shkoich.